If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Let's get to more of your comments now. And I think in particular, Fiona, on the sign of peace, which we're about to talk about in a couple of minutes' time.
Yeah, I have Harold, Mick and Mary on the sign of peace, Gavin. And it's 2-1 against the sign of peace, I have to say here. Harold was in touch listening in Ballaboy, and he agrees that the sign of peace has gone too far. That was a comment from Mary listening in North Clare this morning. He believes it would be much more reverent to simply turn to your neighbour and nod or smile. He said he has on occasion seen people with wringing wet hankies which they've just taken out of their pocket, and then they go to shake your hand. He said it's absolutely revolting. He believes older people are vulnerable, and these are the people attending masses.
Okay. Anne is in Ennis. She would like to see it end too. A smile will mean just as much, no germs being passed on. Eileen thinks the sign of peace should be ruled out, flu or no flu. Don't like it. The first thing I do when I come home from mass is wash my hands before doing anything else. She also says the handshake was never at mass in her youth.
That's an interesting one. Mary agrees, Gavin. She said it should be stopped, particularly for the winter. She said she always comes home with a cold, and she thinks lots of priests don't come down from the altar themselves to shake their hands. And then Mick wanted to tell everyone to chill out and relax about the sign of peace. He says mass in general can be stale and stuffy. He says the sign of peace is one of the few times there's any interaction.
I did always like it.
Me too.
You know, yeah. it's as
nice
you say, it's
kind of,
exactly.
To
it's a little bit of conviviality. That's what people are saying so far. Let's see what there's in a few minutes' time. Fiona, thanks very much. Fiona McGarry there, a Morning Focus producer. We're joined on the line by Father Tom Ryan, parish priest in Shannon. Good morning to you, Father Tom.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you for what you're joining us. We're talking about this, of course, because in a number of dioceses, the sign of peace has been suspended in a number of parishes. It's the same as well as the flu continues. As I understand, no such direction in Killaloe, at least as of yet.
No direction at all in the Killaloe Diocese on the matter at the moment. The only diocese that I'm aware of that has the direction is the Diocese of Down and Connor. And Down and Connor is basically the centre of is Belfast, which is a large population of people. And they issued guidelines, reactivated guidelines, that they had since 2009 when the swine flu epidemic was part of the problem of the time. And basically they have recommended that shaking hands while exchanging sign of peace would be suspended during this period of flu, which I believe is kind of pretty heavy in Belfast at the moment.
I think the Bishop of Cork might have done the same, but it is still...
Yeah, it's an
still
individual diocese decision, you know. And I mean, I was just listening to your comments with Fiona there just before we began talking. And it is right, there are different opinions on the sign of peace, and people have their own opinion on it. And it would seem to me that those who don't like it seem to be more vocal, whereas those who have no difficulty don't express views on it. But it is a sign of peace, and there are different signs. And the traditional one that we seem to be using would be the handshake.
Yes.
But there are other ways. There's smiling, a wink. I often wink at our altar service at the sign of peace, a bow, a gesture of reverence, a wave, you know, a few words without having to have physical contact. And I often do myself at Mass, would ask people to pause and pray in silence for somebody they find it difficult to get on with, that they would be at peace with them. Now, that can be more challenging than having to shake hands with somebody. But I do respect people who have difficulty and who are not comfortable with the sign of peace. And, you know, I don't think they speak for everybody, but they speak for themselves and they're within their rights to speak for them. But my argument in that situation is, you know, they have to be respected and nobody should be forced into making the sign of peace. But I would take it that those people would follow on logically with their beliefs and opinions, and I presume they don't handle money, because coins and paper money are the greatest germ carriers that we have. And, you know, it would be logical if you have difficulty shaking hands with somebody, well, then you wouldn't be handling money as well, because it has the same problem.
I mean, there are issues, or there are viruses, there are diseases that are transferred by handshake. I mean, that's scientific fact.
Yeah.
But are you suggesting that maybe there's a little bit too much palaver about this, perhaps?
Yeah, I would really. You know, I mean, I, as I say, I do respect people, and there are a number of people who have difficulty, you know, with the sign of peace, full stop, flu season or no flu season. And others have no difficulty. But I think my experience would seem to suggest, and other priests are talking, that maybe those who have a difficulty with the sign of peace tend to be more vocal. And at this time of year, when flu symptoms would be topical, the issue itself becomes topical, as signs on we're talking about it this morning. And I mean, the sensible advice that has been issued by HSE to all of us, you know, that if you have flu symptoms, you shouldn't gather in groups, whether that's school, church or home. And from a church point of view, I mean, the advice would be, you know, if you have flu symptoms, that you do stay at home. And, you know, a lot of our parishes, I know Shannon Parish, one example, but Kilrush, Nina, we have parish webcams and our masses are broadcast on our parish websites. So mass is available to people more readily now than it ever was before.
But as you know, a lot of people feel they want to go, they want to be
and
the church.
And that's the place to be, you know. But I mean, if you are sick or if you haven't flu, you know, you shouldn't be in church. You shouldn't be at work. You shouldn't be at school. You should be at home looking after yourself, getting yourself better. That's common sense. And but I often feel that, you know, with the sign of peace, it's those who have difficulty with it all the time. And I respect people, and I would never force the sign of peace on anybody. But there are different, it is a sign of peace, and there are different ways.
Sorry to cut across you, Father. I was going to say, you're not forcing it, correct, and I don't doubt you in that. But if somebody turns around and offers their hand to you to shake it, you're going to be polite. You're going to shake it back. And if everybody is doing it, and if that is the custom that is used, then people, I think I can go as far as to say that people may feel forced to do it, even if you're not forcing them to do it, that just because this is what is done, that they have to fall into line.
Yes, they may feel uncomfortable about it, and that's why I would respect such people. And, you know, the sign of peace may not be at every Mass. I'm just after celebrating Mass here at 10 o'clock, and we didn't have the sign of peace. We would have it at weekends. And, you know, if the flu symptoms are, you know, big at the time, it would be suspended. But in general, it's not a daily occurrence at Mass. It's often a weekend occurrence. And but I do respect what you say, and some people do have difficulty with it. But I think they always have difficulty with it. But the other side of the argument, if they have difficulty with the sign of peace, I presume they have difficulty handling coins and paper notes as well.
And you don't hear those complaints.
I've never heard complaints about handling money or handling coins. And I mean, look at the money you or I would have in our pocket or wallets or purses. Where is its origin? Trace its origin from its inception. It'd be an interesting trail. And the other way I'd look at it as well is, I mean, listening to the news bulletins this morning, you have the obituary notices. And sadly, there are a number of people dead in our county this day. And the funeral arrangements were given. And this evening, literally hundreds of people throughout the county of Clare will gather in different locations to sympathise with families who have been bereaved. And they'll do so with a handshake. And I have never heard the argument of suspending a handshake at a time of a funeral due to the risk of flu. You know, so you have to be, I think, consistent in our thinking and in our logic about it as well.
Okay.
Certainly, it has to be respected that at times of flu and where advice is given that it should be suspended, it be suspended. At times where it is not a risk, and the HSE have stated publicly that handshaking while exchanging the sign of peace involves a low risk of spreading any virus.
Okay. The texts are still coming in as you're talking with us this morning, and there are a lot of them along the theme of what you've already heard in terms of people being against it. Yet I'm struck by what you said. Is there a silent majority maybe out there, or a larger number of people than we might think that are supportive of this and supportive of this practice continuing?
Well, I think that would be my experience as a priest, because I don't get, I've got very little feedback on this one way or the other. But sometimes I would get feedback on the sign of peace.
You get huge amounts. I mean, genuinely, it's not the first time I've had it, you know.
Yeah, and it would be negative feedback.
In the main, yeah.
And any time I would get feedback, at any time, flu season or no flu season, it would be negative, people who are uncomfortable with it. And I think they tend to express their view, and that has to be respected. You know, some people are uncomfortable with it, like we can be uncomfortable with any aspects of life, and they express that view. But the majority of people, you know, are accepting of it, because if they weren't, we'd hear about it.
Fair enough. So will you be inviting people to shake hands as a sign of peace this coming Sunday?
At the moment, I normally would, and unless there's directions over the coming days to say that it's you know, advisable not to do so. But I wouldn't do it all the time. There are times I ask people just to pause, to pray for somebody they find it difficult to get on with, just before they receive Holy Communion, to be at peace with that person, be at peace with themselves. And I think that can be more meaningful at times, and more challenging as well than simply handshake. But again, come back to the wording of it, sign of peace.
Yes.
There are different ways to show a sign of peace. You know, the smile, the wink, the bowing with a reverence, kind of nodding the head, a wave, having a few words. And I do accept your argument that, you know, people put out the handshake and it's kind of offensive if you don't respond. But that's our culture. But look at funerals tonight, tomorrow, every day. There's no argument about suspending handshakes at funerals.
Okay.
So we have to be consistent in our thinking as well and in our arguments for it. And I haven't heard anything about funerals being handshaking or sympathising being suspended at funerals.
No, times. I haven't either. We'll see if anybody has anything to say at home about it. And I will say to your credit, the issues are solely with the handshake, not with the sign of peace as a gesture that should continue.
Totally agree with you. And it's some people who are uncomfortable, and I respect those people. They are uncomfortable and they have courage to speak out, and I appreciate that. But I think in the overall picture of events, the majority of people, it's not an issue because they handle money, they sympathise at funerals, they get on with their daily. And we all need to follow the advice of the HSE and other healthcare workers. You wash hands, hygiene is important, you be conscious of these, as regards, say, people talking about sneezing and using handkerchiefs and things like that. You have to be very respectful of people, especially in public areas.
We'll leave it there, Father Tom. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks indeed, Gavin.
All the very best. Take care. Father Tom Ryan there in Shannon. Now that you've heard what he's had to say, I'm going to wait a few minutes before we get to the comments so you can think about what Father Tom has told us this morning and ask you whether it's changed your mind or not. 086-1800-964.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Connecting you to the world. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.